Okay, let's let me just outline as we move. Shimul Labonim, also, which gets down to the understanding what Haknos Kefil is about. Then, afterwards, there's some bias that's not more totally on what the psychology of the people is about. Then, there's Shalom and Ashutfim, and Shalom and Ha'isha. When you get to Shalom and Ashutfim, we'll skip that temporarily. We'll go to Shalom and Ha'isha, which is an interesting side thing, understanding what a ksub is about. Shalom and Ashutfim, let me go back to Shalom and Ashutfim. Shalom and Ashutfim is a major, major sugya, which I think it's a side sugya in one sense, understanding what Shutfis is all about. I own 100% of 50, I have 50% of 100, we both hold 100% of 100, we both own. How exactly to define Shutfis? And that, so, that's it's a whole sugya. It has nothing to do with Shomrim, essentially. You'll see. You take a look in the Rishonim there. And that's kedai to go through because it's a major inyan. It's a very interesting inyan. It's heavily here, discussing Rishonim here. In the beginning of the fifth parak of Shavuos, we can get back to Masechta Shavuos a little bit, and in the Dara. How exactly to define what a Shutef is. So, now, just to recap, Omar Hareini Mishale, and it says Zaini Mishale. Here we have a Machlokas Rishonim. Where it says Hareini Mishale, can he change his mind? He can't change his mind. At one point, Rabbeinu Tam brought a raya from here that he can change his mind. Now Rabbeinu Tam changed his mind. About changing one's mind. Okay. So, and Tosis brings Tutstodim Rabbeinu Tam. Other Rishonim bring the first part of Rabbeinu Tam. Well, let's go on the assumption of Rav Rishonim. He can't change his mind. So what's the problem? The problem is, simply, he said Hareini Mishalim. If they caught the ganav at that point, then that's all nice and fine. He gets the kefil, and he passes the kefil. That means he was mischayev himself to pay the keren to the mafkid. The ganav pays him kefil, and then he uses the keren to hand it over to the Bailim, and he keeps the kefil. It's beautiful. But he says, Hareini Mishalim. So he's mechuyev now to pay. And that's wonderful. We don't have to go, he doesn't blow it to Kula Beidina. He says, Hareini Mishalim. I can't. So what is it? The Mafkid's going to have to go to Bez and chase him down and inform him they can't change his mind and maybe even force a collection of Bez. He hasn't saved him a headache. Now, the question you begin with is that until now, what do we say? Our previous Gemara says he's marked in the Parah either from Zman Rishon or Samach Lignev. Okay. Mark, question, when is this retroactive haknah activated? If it's activated when he says the words Harani Mishalim. So he was already zocher in this parah. However, whether it's the Guf HaPorah, this was Kefal, whatever Kenyan he got in this parah, he already can't lose it. Can't lose it. So, if it's activated, so it's activated at a later date. So, if it's activated at a later date, at what later date is it activated? So, when's the Shaila? Bezin's now is sitting on the case. Okay, they catch the ganav, chayav kefal. They have to figure who to give the kefal to. At that point, maybe it's activated when Bezin paskins, when Bezin catches the ganav about the paskin, and it's gone smoothly for the mafkid. He doesn't have to worry about it. So he says, fine, Bezin paskin goes to him. So if it's activated, Bashas Bezin's sitting on it. So then what do we have? At that point, he doesn't know whether he's going to have a headache. He doesn't know whether he's not going to have a headache. It's up in the air. What's going on in this man's mind? No one knows what's going on in another human being's mind. So no one knows what's going on in another human being. He doesn't know. Maybe this, maybe that. Could be, is he willing to be marked in the cave while I was suffering? Could be. It could be, and that's the Gemara suffix, taking for granted that he's marked it, it's activated. When Bezin catches up with the Ganav and about the Paskin. Or it's maybe. Or so the suffix, in a suffix, is he marked on the kefal? Maybe that's the suffix of the Gemara. Going down, a suffix is understanding the psychology of the person. That as long as at least I have a suffix, it's better than knowing it. Or no, suffix of the Gemara is, when is it activated? It's activated, Bishas HaRei Mishalim, or activated later. So let's say it one or two ways. Now we get Shilma Labonim. Well, yeah, we understand. We don't know Kippi yet, okay? You began Hamafki much earlier, okay? When we get to Kippi, we're going to have a whole... Let's go step by step what we have. Okay. We run around enough. So if I have a Gemara in Baba Kama Ksubas, I have a Gemara in the next Amud, we'll wait to get to the Gemara in the next Amud, and then we'll have to totally reevaluate. Then we'll reevaluate. Right. Yes?
How does the Gemara sound like when the communion took place? Why is it discussing the psychology?
I said two separate things. I said the Gemara could be talking about simply, or that Gufa. When maybe the question of whether it's activated, Bishas, he says it, or activated later, is dependent on the psychology. That if he's willing to be marked in Allah Sufik, so marked in right away. It could be the two are tied together. See, I have another issue. His issue. So I'm just putting, since we're going to have to reevaluate it when we get to Laman Hay Omer Aleph, so I'm just leaving it all. I'm leaving certain things open. When we tie the sugya together with the lamed and some of the in-between sugyas, then we'll be able to have a more complete way. Shilma Labonim. Yes.
He's there with the same stuff that applied. He did not say any shalim. The very fact that it's something with communion.
No. He never gave any indication. He's chayev. And... he has to give some indication for a person to develop a suffix. Because he's chayev, he's not allowed to change his mind. According to, what do all Rishonim ask on Rabbeinu Tam? That if he can change his mind, there's no smichas datzot. He's not willing. What do they seem to say? If he can change his mind, he got nothing at this point. So if he got at least Menas Chayev, and he knows he'll definitely get the Karen from him, at least he got something. He has something in his hand. You have to have something in your hand. What are you getting in your hand? The person is willing to pay. He got something in his hand. He knows this fellow is Chayev. And he's going to get his money. It's going to be a headache. But if he has to have a tikh until he knows he's getting his money, then he certainly won't be mocked and careful. And that was the question they asked on Rabbeinu Tam. So now, I got something. How much? Now, the fact, once I know that, I still may have a headache, but not as big a headache, because I know in the end I'm guaranteed my money. I know I'm guaranteed my money. The question is, and I'm not going to have to go through a tirch and bezin to prove that I can get my money. See, the different levels. When you go to bezin, you don't know you're going to end up getting money or not, number one. Number two, you have to know you're going to collect the money. So the first step is, he has been guaranteed, according to everyone against except Rabbeinu Tam, he's guaranteed he's getting his money. He's guaranteed he's getting his money. Once he's guaranteed he's getting his money, so half of his headache is gone. The second headache, getting the money. Will he get the money without a headache? So if the moment you say it's activated right away, it's because he knows he got something in his hand right now. He got the money in his hand, right? He got the money in his hand. The moment he knows he got the money in his hand, he got the money in his hand. So he got something. And that headache number one solved. Now he has headache number two collecting the money. He has a suffix. Is it going to have a headache? So he doesn't know. Is it going to have a headache collecting the money or not have a headache collecting? Oh, that's going to go glatt. So the question is, it could be very simple psychology. Or it could be the two are tied together. Psychology. Once I know I got something in my hand, I'm fine. Half my headache, my biggest headache is gone. I'm going to mark on the cable in exchange for knowing I got something in my pocket. Or I have to have it totally glad before I mark on the cable. At what point does psychology kick in? Or could be, when do you activate the Kenyan? Right away or later? It could be very simple. That goofer is dependent on how much mental equanimity I need in order to be marked. This is just the outline of what when we get to keeping, we'll see that and we'll finish off. Now, Shilma Labanim. Now, here is at what Harein Mishalim. Yes. Oma Harein Mishalim Umeis. The Amr Bonav ain't Anu Mishalmet. Okay, here we get into a major issue. Tosus says, Tema Heich Yishalim Lebnei Hanifka Kefil Ho Ein Oda Morish Knas the Bonav Kidit Nam Berej Perek Narish and his Matzah. Tosus is telling us a major idea. The Rashba has a major idea here. It is as follows. What's the halacha of a knas? All Rishonim pe'echod, with the exception of the Rosh, at the end of the first paragraph of Avakam, say, a knas is created when Bezin says, you are chayv. Until then, there's no such thing as a chiyuv knas. Tosa says it, Lama Gimel of Bezing Subis, the Rajba, Ayin Dalit, and Baba Kama says it. If I break a window, I owe you money the moment I break your window. You have to Bezin to collect. A Knas until Bezin says Chayiv, there is no Chiyuv. Only one who disagrees with this is the Rosh in the end of the first paragraph. Okay, now. Halacha ain't other Moish Knas Labanov. Tosus understands, you steal from me, His exact, and then the person dies. Do the children collect kefil or not? Tosfos says no. Why? There is no chov. Would there be a chov? The question is, the chov gets passed on to the children. But chov doesn't exist. Tosfos, very clear, chov doesn't exist. So what is, do I need Gzeiras HaKotzev says, you can't pass on to your children. Gzeiras HaKotzev says, very simple. I have a schus in this parva that if it gets stolen, I get kefil. That schus moment in the parva doesn't get passed on to children. Now, all the schuyot, every schus moment I have, I die, gets passed on to my children. This schus moment doesn't. What is that talking about? We're talking about Chamishim shel onus hamafata. In the case of onus hamafata, belongs to the father, belongs to the daughter, exactly how it happens. If the father dies, the sons don't get it. Tosa says, for who had din l'chol knas? Who had din l'chol knas? That the schus I have, mechayim, to get a knas later on, is not subject to Yerush. So I have a para. What a para, all of a sudden, the Tosa and the Rajbu from our Suga learn now, I have a schus moment in this para. That if it is stolen, someday I'll get the kefil. That's part of my bailus in this parah. Now, this chus moment I have in my parah, he says, special exercise of kosev doesn't get passed on to Yorush. But it is subject to mechira. How do I know? That's what Tosas told me. Let me give him on my base. That's like Dekel HaPeirosef. What is Dekel HaPeirosef? I have an apple tree. I have an apple tree. So part of my bias on this apple tree is that when apples grow, I own the apples. Okay? That's the moment I have in the apple tree. To that when the apples grow, they belong to me. I can sell to someone. So too, Tosas thought, Nahavamina. Tosas says, yes, the Nahavamina, the Gemara was. And I have a schus moment in this parah that when it gets stolen, I get a kefil. And that can be sold. Come along the Gemara with a problem. Dov shalva olam, avididiyos, what you can sell, what you can't sell. So, that's where Tosfos is coming from. Jumps in the Rajba. No. That's not the situation. The Gzeiras HaKotzev ain't on a mo' knas the bond. It was talking only about chamishim of onus mafata. Why? Because true, the father gets that money. Sata le'aviha, lo'aviha. But it's not because he has a schus moment in his daughter. No, he has no schus moment in his daughter. Separate halacha, he gets it. And that's what the Gzeiras HaKotzev says. Don't think that he has a schus moment in his daughter. No. Separate halacha. But every other knas, says the Rashba, that every other knas, says the Rashba, you have a schus moment in your object to what? To get the knas at a future date when business machayev. And that is subject to Yerusha. The only thing Yerusha goes is Lagabe what? Lagabe schus moment. That's Yerusha. There is such a schus moment. There's a schus moment in my para that if you steal it and shecht it, get down the hay. Moment I have. etc., etc. All the knosses in the Torah. But what is being said here? What is being said here is a very, very interesting thing. That part of my Zchus Mamon that I have in this bara is that I'll get kefil someday. Okay. And you don't have to go to the extreme that Reb Chaim went to. And he went to it for a certain reason. That it's as if you stole it from me. No, it's a separate, independent Zchus Mamon you have that's subject to a sale. Okay. Now, subject to sale, not subject to Yerusha. It's subject to Yerusha. Okay. Now, that would be very glatt and easy if kefil is an extra payment. But what about if kefil is double keren, it's part of the keren, which is where Reb Chaim was working. If it's keren, so it means the one you stole it from. And that's where that was bothering Reb Chaim. That E on the tzad, that it's double keren. So chore, the keren goes to the person who's the bialim legabe stealing. Stealing is the one who owns the whole thing. that's where Reb Chaim says, it's as if you stole it from him. That's why I said, maybe it's because of the kinyan shmira. That's where I was coming from. The one who doesn't allow, the one who disagrees with this mahalach is the Rashba. Why? You take a look at the Rashba. Tosis here on Lamed Daled on Aleph says, "Kaima biyaga the name and nazikom below because she thought gave it tashmeid har porosik nulo meachshav some of the neighbor. I didn't get into that. Take a look in the Rashba. The Rashba says very clearly that to solve the problem, kefil is double keren. It's all one big payment. So the Rashba is telling me an even more outstanding thing here. He's learning it from the sukkah, even more outstanding. That what? That I have a sus moment in this para. That if it gets stolen, I get double keren. I get double keren. But, says the Rashba, very, very simple thing. This chus mamon, subject to Yerusha, it's subject to haknah. Rashba says, when he doesn't like Tosas' Dekala Peros, why not? He says, Dekala Peros is something that's inside the Dekal. I make a Kenyan Chazoka on something. I make a Kenyan Meshicha on something. What am I doing? I'm physically taking this object and bringing it from the owner's object into my Rishos. When I do a chazoka, I do a change in the physical object to show that that physical object now belongs to me. Okay, that doesn't apply to a sus moment to get kefil when it's stolen. So Mashiach doesn't apply. Does kesef apply? Chlipet apply? Maybe. Maybe not. But since our sugi is talking about what physical kinyon, I did a mashicha on this bara, it doesn't apply. It could be. Yerusha applies. It could be hakno applies with different kinyon. Kesef, chlipet. But that's not what our sugi is talking about. But what do you see that we've shown him here when they debate? I can be Morish Knas the Bonim, not Morish Knas the Bonim. Yerusha applies to, it's a financial thing. It means I have a Zchus Mamon Legabe this, that if it gets stolen, I get a kefil. It's a Zchus Mamon I have in my objects. And it may be subject, that Zchus Mamon could be subject to Yerusha. Could be subject to Hakno. Tosafot thought it was subject to Hakno, except we wrote into poems, Dovah Shalom Olam. Avid Yos. Mirznas. Rashba says, it is subject to Akno, but a Mashiach doesn't work for him. But the bottom line is what everyone's telling me, a very interesting idea. They're not going as far as Reb Chaim went. Reb Chaim says, when he's talking about the tzad, that it's a double kefa, and he's trying to explain the Rambam, he says, no, it's as if you stole it from me. Because the Karen has to go to the one you stole it from, and that works better in the Rambam. Okay. But this is going back to flesh out the question. The question we had, what does it mean to sell it to somebody as if it was stolen from him? What I'm talking about is a very funny type of haknah. So these people are talking about something else. It's just what's the moment I have to get kefir. Now, shilmu l'bonim, bonim shishilmu. Okay. Rashi says like this. Meisu habaylim v'nignavo. The Bailim Rama Hashomer Labonim Harenu Meshalim O Shile Mahu. The Rivet doesn't like it. Why doesn't the Rivet like it? The Rivet says, wait a second. What is it? I do a my Rivet's going within Lishna Basra. I do a Kenyan that's Chalach Hazman. Let's say I do a Kenyan with you. You're buying the sefer from me. Then give me 100 shekel, and the Kenyan will be chal next week. You can do that. What happens if between now and next week I sell it to somebody else? You don't have any Kenyan in it. You're just in a Maisek Kenyan. I sold it to someone else. The Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak Dushan says, I have to give back the money to the first person I did, but the kid is chal. Because until it's chal, kid is sort of hanging in the air, has to land. At the time, if I sell it tomorrow to somebody else, the time the kid is about to kick in, it doesn't belong to me, it belongs to somebody else. I can't sell, give away something that belongs to somebody else. And the Rivet says the same thing here. I have a Kenyan. It's going to be chal somach l'gneva. Chal somach l'gneva, by that time it doesn't belong to me, and it belongs to the Yorshim. I can't give away the Yorshim's property. So we must be talking about what? We must be talking about a case where he says, the gneva happened, and the person died afterwards. Says the Rashi. Makes a lot of sense. As long as you're working within the Lishna Basra. Now Rashi here says no, just the opposite. Meiswa by the Vinignava. So is he working within the Lishna Kama? Interesting though he should do that without telling us. But let's see what the Rashba has to say about it. Perish arriving. Davkin Ning Lachach Mesav. Doz Efshid the Kona. Mishum Shah Yahamak Nakayim. Shah Shah Nifka Roy Liknov. Shah Shah Niknov. He says, and he's working in the Lishna Bas. Doesn't belong to me. I wasn't paid yet, so what? Harena Meshalim says, I don't have to pay. It's a Kenyan that, he says, Command Omar Porsignuloch, May Achshov, Ulukasha. Look at the Shamani. Look at Shatamani, Umegis, who is she in the bottom of the car? Hey, never the Yikin. The Ha'amavki lo ikni paroso mamish. Now he's going to explain the whole sugya we've been in. According to Lishna Kama, there's no question. So what is happening here? He says as follows. What's happening here is, what do I say? I say this. In the initial Mashiach, what was my intent? That I'll give away all the Shvach Abo Me'alma as long as I know I got my money back. I just guarantee my money. I, all the Tirch and Bezin, that's your... I don't want that. I just want my money back. You want the extras, you do the Tirchem Bezin. And it's Me'achshav. No problem. So now he says, Rashi, according to Lishna Kama, is no problem. But he doesn't want to tie Rashi to the Lishna Kama. He wants to say Rashi even works for Lishna Bas. And what is Le Bezin Masna? He never thought of those terms. Bezin says, since this is the general das of people, we are now defining what the das was, Bishas Mais, as if he spelled it out. So the person, when he said, listen, I don't want the headache, I don't want my Yorshim to have the headache. Wait a sec. Now he's cluing me in. And what happens if, according to Lishna Basra, according to Rashi, who is Machna the Kefil? The Yoresh. Because, as Ravitz says, there is no Hakna, according to Lishna Basra, if the original Mavke died. He's not, you need him to be Kayam, it has to belong to him, Bishas is Machna. So according to Rashi, he says, you must say that according to Lishna Basra, who is the Machna, the Hakna happens somach l'gneva, ayideh l'yoresh. At that point, when they come to Besdin and the Shomer says, I'll pay the Yorish. So the Yorish is then Machne Itten. Retroactively, Bishas Gneva. Now the question is, which Kenyan? So Bal Korcha, you have to say that when the Gemara says, Kaima Bagam, Rashi says, Kaima Agam, Kutz Kolsa Kinyona. But for the second reason Rashi doesn't spell out to you, maybe he's calling it Bechotzer. It's Kaima Riyagam. So if the Wadikol is not around, why to Lishna Basra? If the Mafkid's not around, Rashi has already told us, even according to Lishna Basra, I'm going back to the original Mashiach. But let's say you can't go back to the original Mashiach because he's not around anymore. So he has B'chotzer. Okay, wait a second. But then Chotzer has its limitations. What are the limitations of Chotzer? Has to be Chotzer Mishtameres. There are all sorts of qualifications about a Chotzer. Something else. What happens if the Yorish is a cotton? Can't make a king. Also, there are all sorts of limitations here. And Echanami. And what the Raj was saying, in order, on the fundamental issue that the Ravid says, there is no machlokas. That you can't, that if he's died and it doesn't belong to him, he can't be marked. Except what is the big difference between the Ravid and the Raj? Well, he'll see. When he says, pay me, I don't care if it's paying me or pays my yorsh. It's a Gemara in Gittin about that. I made it nine. Kevin Shenignava Konalemi Akshav. Stopping Milzbig Mor, the Lishna Basra. Going to Lishna Kama, there's no question. Going to Lishna Kama, that the Mafki does it, there's no question. To Basra, he have him in Shum de Naich Nafshay Lo. What's the reason he's Mafki? Because you did me a lot of favors, you this, have a personal relationship with you. You come up and go have him, Mishum Naich Nafsha, Filish Nabasra, on a Roman Kilu, Bonim, Omru, Lashom, Acha, Mizavim, don't have a song, Nevasak, Nevasak. He says, I don't need the father anymore, the sons can do it. Well, I, what's the Kenyan? Chotzer. So, how does he understand the entire situation? Understands the entire situation very, very simple. When you became a Shomer, Chazal said, we're making a takana. What is it? You just say, you take care of my cow. As if I spelled out the following thing. It's as if there's a t'nai. Talks in terms of t'nai. That when it gets stolen, and you'll make my life easy, then I'm marking you either as manmishon or somach l'gneiva, or the shvach habo me'emov. So it's a t'nai that was made by Bezdin at that time. And that's all. Now, since it's not, that's made by Bezdin, so why did Bezdin make such a thing? Bezdin made a thing because this is what most people would want to happen. It's Yerushalmi Das, so Bezdin says, we're solving all the problems. I'm not saying everyone would like it. This is the normal person who would like it. And therefore, we're making such a tekon. That's how the Rashba explains the sugya. Is it only because of saving me a headache? Or it's an addition? Because you've been nice to me? That was a Gemara Sofer. Okay. So the Gemara says, the Gemara goes on. Shilam Mechza. Now all these other sfeikas. Our sfeikas more had an understanding of what is the psychology. If it's done in a glot way, more had no problem identifying what is this underlying psychology. Kim Lula Rabbon, no problem. where did the Gemara have, in all sorts of subtle cases, Gemara wasn't sure what the psychology is. Sheila Mech, I'm guaranteed 50%. I got 50%. And I'm hoping to get the other 50. At what point, how much do I have to get to be willing to give away? My Shal Shtei Paros, Shilam Achas Mehen. I have one pikadon of two paras, and I one got paid for. Says Rashi. Im tim tzalom a lo koni mechtsa, shal shtei paros, v'nignav v'omar, v'nei mishalim achas, v'lo omar, meisim achas meloch. Ma'u liknos kefal. Me, I mean, and came in the parah shlemish and then paid for whole parah. Kono, old Dilma came in to revive chad pikah and have a vein of mashal meshteyim. Look, ikne lek feila. Who nifs in all yada? It's one pikah and it's one geneva and it's one kefal. Let's skip the case of Shutfim. We'll get back to it. Shal min ha'ishu, v'shilim l'bay l'may. Ishu shal, v'shilim l'bay l'may. What's this? Par shal nichsem iluk. What is this? Told the other day, this nichsem iluk. Nichsem iluk means the Baal takes a chrayas for managing her property. And how does he get paid for this headache? Getting the payros. So, now, if she gives it over to a shomer, there's no question in the Gemara. But she's mashal it. What does that mean? Give me Ram Hill Shalit Pikod. The Rambam writes the following thing in Perek Aleph Hilchos Shalit Pikod. Perek Aleph Halacha Hey. Hashom Echavero, I borrow, Kelo Behem Estam, Hare Amashom Achziru Choleishiyos. I said, can I borrow your car? Yes. 2 minutes later, I say, give it back. I borrowed it for 30 days. Kevin Shemoshach, you made a kinyon, v'zochabo, ain't a bayim l'chom l'hachzirom, and the bayim can't take it back until the 30 days. V'afilu meis ha-shoel, ha-yu ha-yor, shemishtam shem b'sheil, atzof ha-zman, they can use it. V'dinhu, it's very logical. Why? Halokeach, if I buy something, kona ha-guf kinyon olam. I buy the guf hadova forever. V'dom shenotza, I pay for it. Makabel matana, I'm a kona haguf kinyan olam. That's not cool. V'hasocher kona haguf lepeirosov. But if I rent something, what am I buying? The peiros, the schusei tashrish, the rights to use it. Rights to use it are considered peiros. Just like I have a kinyan beguf and an apple tree, and I have swiss in the apples, I have a kinyan aguf on any object, I have a right to use it. I can sell or give as a matana the right to use it to someone else. And that's the same thing as a kinyan baguf lepeiros. Decalepeiros. Do a kinyan. So now, what's happening here? If the woman gives this para to a shomachinam, goof belongs to her, and she's telling the Shomachinim, you watch the goof. There's not a problem. The cable's going to go back to her. Maybe. Depends when the cable becomes Paris itself. So, yeah, in true scientists. But now we're having a more simpler case. The Susei Tashmi she gave away to somebody else. Wait a second. She gave away the Susei Tashmi to somebody else. So his dashes don't belong to her. So let's see what Rashi says. Parah shel nichsei miluk, shakeren shelo, v'aperus labal. Veshilim hapara labal. Mahu liknot keif. Mi amrinin came in the Karen lav the baal. So someone stole it from the shoel. Now he has Karen. Now Karen is function of the guf. Since the function of the guf, that has to go back to the ish. But the keifel, liknos keifel, me I'm reading, came in the kinyan lav, the Karen lav the balhu, lav tashlum ma'alyanin, lo konik feila. Old Dilmo came that Portrobus on the Chotzin, the Ocha Peros, that he is responsible for it. So, according to Rashi, what is the question of the Gemara? Question of the Gemara is a simple question. He's an apotropos for her property, he manages her property, and he gets paid with Achilas Peros for his managing of her property. When someone pays him, it says, is that as if they paid her his apotropos for property? No. Simple. Now, the question is something else. As an apotropos, can he be marked on the kefil? He can't be marked on the kefil. Rashi doesn't talk about that. Rashi is talking in terms of payment. On the assumption that Karen goes to. Now, Liknos Kefal. Yeah, I mean, came in the Karen Lav the Balhu. Lav Tashlum Imalia. Lokoni Kfela. Old Dilma came in the Apatrop, Swan Chosin, the Ocha Perus, Balam Havala, Vata. It is tashlum, and then who is kohen of the kefil? He or she? Someone's kohen of the kefil. Tosis doesn't like it. Beresh Rashi, Torah minichsim iluk shakaren shaloh uperis lebal v'kasha ma'akad boy shal Torah minisha ki lo shal haperis minabal. He says, wait a second. She's giving away something that belongs to the Baal. So who is the Mashal? She's not the Mashal. He's the Mashal. Because Shilim HaPar LeBaal, Kilu Shilim HaKaren LeIsh. What? Well, Yesh LeYashiv. Now he's telling me something very strange. Shashilim Labal Chalko, Kamo Shahois Shovel of Parasel, Lo Shilim HaKaren. Wait a second. Now, this para, let's say, is worth 10,000 shekel. The goof is worth something. You can shecht and eat the meat. So, say, Tashish is worth something. So, really, it's as if, in some sense, there's shutfim here. So, when he steals, what does he have to pay? She shilim the baal chalko, k'mo shehoytzi shovel the pay v'secha. Shilim ha'keren. So let's say this par is worth 10,000 shekel. The guf hadover is worth 6,000. So the tash is 4,000. He pays 4,000 to the baal and 6,000 to the isha. Wait 1 second. I have a problem. It says, let's say I steal from a shoel. Who does the Karen and Kefil go to? The shoel gets anything? Or no? The shoel, the Bible get it. Because who'd you steal? You took the guf hadover from someone. You have to give a guf hadover back. So what's Tosis talking about? Yes, he said. Also Mishnah Karen. V'dochak. Then like. This Matzah Shembli Neder. Tomorrow we will see the Rishonim here, Shom and Aisha. And take a look at the sugya in Ksubas Daf Ayin Tes. It's Kevel considered Peiros or not? Is it like, and it's interesting that they're talking about this Saint Son Barzal. But just take a look at it. Machlok between Tosis and the Rif, and seeing the Rishonim there. It's a small little sugya, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll finish that file tomorrow and begin Shutfim on Thursday. Thank you.